Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. I've got Andy Townsend, football legend, having a chat to me. Andy, thank you very much.
No problem, Dave. Nice to see you. Well, not see you, but I'm looking at you through this computer.
Yeah, exactly. Same. You're looking good. Come here. Let's talk about this campaign that you were part of with Three, which is about getting football fans talking about more than football, which I think is a great shout because, you know, it's a religion to most of us who love football. And it is something that when we're together with our footballing mates, it's the only thing we kind of talk about. But what's the idea behind this campaign?
Well, I think mental health is very much up on a lot of agendas nowadays, and yet football has always had this thing about it where, you know, we'll turn up, we rock up, we go to the pub, we have a beer before the game, we go to the football, and that's all we're doing on that day. That's all we're talking about. That's all that matters. And I just think this campaign is just a reminder that actually it's not a bad time. It's not a bad place when you're surrounded by people you love, good friends, good company, and you're on your way to a football match. It might be the best time actually to just tell somebody that things aren't quite so good. I'm suffering with this, or I'm having a tough time with that. And that, I think that's the first step, the first road onto the path of recovery. So again, football's never been that kind of environment. For years, it's been totally the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're in a different world. We're in a different arena. We're in a different time where maybe actually it's the perfect vehicle for good people to get together and start helping one or two close friends out.
Yeah, because what's interesting there as well is you talk about having the right environment and the right scenario to maybe mention something for yourself, but also maybe the right environment and right scenario to ask the question of one of your mates, because maybe you're fine and maybe they're the ones who have something that they want to say but don't maybe have the, you know, the tools or even the guts just to bring it up. Whereas if you do, then all of a sudden there's an opportunity for them to talk.
Very, very true. How many times have we all said to close friends over the years, you all right, everything okay? And you might say that one-on-one, you might say that in a car if you're with someone together, whatever. But perhaps, you know, groups of people just don't have the courage, just are uncomfortable, maybe even talking about stuff like that. But I do believe that the more we start the more we encourage people to communicate about issues and about problems, then that can only be a good thing. And, you know, football is such a great vehicle for so many things. We get so much entertainment. We take so much from it every week and weekend. But it's also good, I think, to use it as a way for people to communicate and help others.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Look, let's talk a little bit of football, having talked about the other stuff. Let's talk about this current race for the Premier League, because it is really, really interesting how close this one is going to be run. And you see the seemingly impregnable Manchester City all of a sudden look like they may just be pipped to it. And there's two other teams here who are giving them a proper run for their money. How do you see it going?
Well, it's a fantastic watch, put it that way. I mean, I'm really lucky, Dave, that I work in it every weekend. I'll be at Chelsea for the Manchester United game tomorrow. I'll be at Man United Liverpool the weekend. I'm lucky enough to work at so many of these big matches when they come along. I was at the City Arsenal game the other day. It's a fascinating watch. It's going to go right to the wire. You've got three very, very good teams that have all got their justification in claiming that they can go on and do it. Arsenal have got a really tricky April. They've got a really tough April with the Champions League matches against Bayern Munich. They've got some really tough matches. If they do it, they're really going to have to earn it. I tell you, they're going to have to really, really graft between now and the end of the season if they want to finish top of the pile. Liverpool, again, are such a great watch. So exciting to watch in this final year. For Jurgen Klopp, they're going to do everything they can. And you can never turn your back on Guardiola and Manchester City. If you do, then they're going to come back and bite you. So I just think as a watch, it's going to be amazing. If you're asking me, who do I think will do it?
I am.
I think Liverpool might do it. I know they have a 3-point lead as we speak. I just think they might get over the line this year. That whole Klopp thing, Anfield as well, is such a cauldron when it needs to be.
Yeah.
And I could see that having a big part to play in what happens. So,
well, as a United fan, you know, there was no right answer, but you've definitely given me the wrongest of the three answers. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Well, as a United fan, mate, listen, this week, you need to talk more more than football.
That's very true. As Jim Ratcliffe was asked, who do you want to win the league? He said, I hate them all equally, which I think is a lovely answer. Andy, we're in an interesting situation where John O'Shea's managed the last couple of games. Stephen Kenny has left the post as Republic of Ireland manager. And now we're in a bit of a limbo where we don't know what's going on. We're led to believe that the FAI know exactly what they're doing and they're pursuing candidates. But how are you feeling about the whole thing?
I think it's dragged on too long, Dave.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
I honestly feel that we could have and should have made an appointment by now. I respect the fact that certain people are in positions that and they're waiting for contracts to expire and whatever, but we've had a long time now and it's dragged on. And you can't leave players in limbo. If you leave players in that sort of empty space for too long, then they're never quite sure what's happening and the direction gets lost. So I think that we are absolutely ready to make an appointment, and it needs to be done now. John's had a couple of games, and John will no doubt have a career in football management. I'm assuming they're not going to offer John the position, whether or not he has a part to play in with a new guy coming in. But it's time now to make that appointment, make that announcement, let the players start to become accustomed with the voice, because it is a new voice, and it's amazing what a new voice does in a dressing room.
I wanted to ask you that, yeah, because like obviously, yeah, you know, we would look at it from the outside and talk about maybe continuity here and there and having the same backroom staff, yeah, and the same physios and the same, you know, strength and conditioning coaches and the same, you know, defensive coaches and all that kind of stuff. But maybe there comes a time in either a club or an international setup where you do need change for it to spark again.
Yeah, I'm a great believer of that. And I hear all the stuff about continuity and I hear all of that, and that can help. But you need someone to lead. You need someone to not only lead a team and lead a campaign, you need someone to lead the country. You need, yeah, someone when football fans and the Irish public hear the new manager speak, it's someone that immediately they kind of get and that they buy into. You know, no one did that better than Jack Charlton. Nobody did that better than him. You know, that Jack had... He had his failings as a manager, like every other manager has. But you've got to have someone that you believe can take the team in a direction and make people get that, buy into that and believe that. If you don't have that, you can be the greatest tactician coach in the world. If you ain't got a voice, if you haven't got a personality, if you haven't got a spark to kind of get the best out of people, then I don't think it's going to happen on the international stage. I think you need someone that those players enjoy working with, and that those players believe in. Again, I think we need the right appointment, yes, but I think somebody that everybody, not only the 11 out there on the field, but everybody around it can connect with.
I think I'm hearing the words Keno coming out of your mouth there.
Well, you know what? I've actually said that. I've said that I think Keno has unfinished business.
Yeah.
As a man. Look, the biggest problem for Roy will be others around him trying to tell him what to do, and he'll tell them all to clear off. That's the tough part for him. He might be here today and tomorrow. That's the nature of the beast. But you know what? Football management is not a perfect science. There is no formula,
yep,
that suggests someone's going to be great and someone else isn't. You know, it doesn't work that way. It's about someone who comes in, and as I said, I think someone with a voice and someone with some clear ideas and gets a bit of momentum behind them.
Well, I'm feeling pretty inspired having heard you say all that, because I think, like, you know, you're saying all the right things, and this is exactly what we need. We need someone who will come in and fulfill all those bits, but let's, fingers crossed, we'll find the right person. Before I let you go, Andy, you okay to do a quick fire round? I'd like to do with all my guests just before we wrap up.
I've heard about these quick fire rounds.
Good stuff. Right. First question I ask is always, what are you currently obsessed with?
Obsessed, probably, I would say. I mean, I play guitar, Dave, so I play every day.
You're speaking my language now, Andy.
Much to my wife's displeasure, but I do sort of play it most days. So I couldn't imagine a day not playing it.
Oh, I'm the same, man. I've got a stupidly huge collection. I actually ask rock stars all the time whether they have more guitars than I do. So I'm going to throw that one in. How many guitars does Andy Townsend have?
I recently did sell a few. I had about eight at one point. Eight or nine of them. You know, my wife, again, it's so funny, isn't it? You walk through the door with another guitar without selling any of your other ones. And so she's often raises an eyebrow, but I do love it. I do love it.
Excellent. Well, look, I've about 80 guitars, Andy, so I need proper help. 80.
You're joking.
No, seriously, it's ridiculous. I genuinely am selling at the moment. I'm trying to cut it down to at least half that, if not lower, because it's just gotten.
Have you got obviously in amongst 80, I'd like to think, Dave, you've got some nice bits in there as well.
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few vintage pieces. There's a few special guitars. But yeah, look, it's one of those things where, as you said yourself, when you become obsessed with something like this, it just feeds it all the time.
Well, if you need a home for some of them, I'm happy to foster a couple of them.
Fair enough. Listen, drop over to the house. You're ready. You're welcome to check out the collection anytime. Come here very quickly. I'll ask you then the last one just to wrap up. I ask all my guests this question. Andy Townsend, do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
No, I don't think I actually purposely make a point of actually doing that.
Yes.
And I was asked, funny enough, this recently about, do I wash my feet in the shower?
Right.
They wash themselves, don't they?
Yeah, there's suds and water and it's all taken care of. And exactly. You dry them with the towel afterwards. Listen, come on, we're spotless.
There's plenty enough going on. Just before we go, Dave, we've got a Vinnie Jones video, which will be on 3 social channels, which is worth having a look at. You must have a look at it yourself. Obviously.
I did. It is absolutely, it's really strong. I really think this is a great video for people to watch.
So don't forget to have a look at that. 3, obviously in partnership with Aware, the mental health charity. And Vinny's fronting up this video that's going to be out there for everyone to see from tomorrow. And take a look at it. You'll enjoy it. It's really good.
Andy Townsend, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for everything you did for this country back in the 90s, man. But also for chatting to me today. I really appreciate it. Great to catch up.
Yes, pal. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.